against Iraq. I worked 15 steps from the Oval Office. From that vantage point, I will set the record straight. I will pull back the curtain on my journey to the White House and my years there. I will acknowledge mistakes, and I will make the case, defiantly and unapologetically, for many controversial decisions. I have often wondered how it was that I had landed where I have in life. There wasn't anything special about my family that would lead naturally to a front row seat to history. When I was young, my family bumped around the Rocky Mountain West, living on the shabby side of the middle class. As a geologist, my dad was often gone for months at a time on work. For a time in college, I had nowhere to live and was lucky to find a space to sleep in the unheated storage space above the porch in a fraternity house. Not exactly a grand start in life. It was, however, an appropriate one. Everyone's early life shapes their perspective. Mine grew out of Western values that emphasize limitless opportunities, even when people's circumstances constrain their lives. The experiences I had early in my life helped make me a conservative and led me both to the Republican Party and to the belief that I could make a contribution to the political battles that are the lifeblood of our democracy. What follows is an account of the arc of my life, why I bent it one way over another.